Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Diabetes, as you know, is at an epidemic level, and over 29 million people in the U.S. alone suffer from this disease. And what some of them don't do, however, is to keep a check on their eyes. My guest is Dr. Nancy Holkamp. She's the director of retina services and the Center for Macular Degeneration at Pepos Vision Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Holkamp. Tell us a little bit about diabetic retinopathy and what happens with a diabetic that does not care for their eyes.
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on your radio show. So diabetes is still the leading cause of legal blindness in this country for people under the age of 65. And if you have diabetes, there's an almost 50% chance that you have some stage of diabetic retinopathy in your eyes. And so what the American Diabetes Association and the American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends is that everyone who has diabetes has a yearly comprehensive eye exam from an MD ophthalmologist that includes a dilated retinal exam, because that's where the diabetes shows up, in the retina. It causes bleeding in the retina that is asymptomatic until the very advanced stages, but it can be seen easily on examination on a yearly basis.
Someone is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. How often you want them to have a yearly exam from an ophthalmologist and really kind of keep track of situations? What symptoms should they be looking for? What changes should they be looking for that might scare them a little, send up some red flags?
Well, so not only type 2 diabetics, but also type 1 diabetics
need
a yearly comprehensive eye exam, and it's because there are no symptoms. So 75% of people who have significant bleeding in their retinas and need either laser surgery or injections have no symptoms. And in fact, if you wait to go to the doctor until your vision is blurry, the horse is out of the barn. You've already lost vision from diabetes, and then it becomes harder to get it back. We are much better at preventing vision loss than restoring vision once you've lost diabetes. So again, just to emphasize, that's the purpose of a screening visit. It's to detect changes that you yourself don't even know you're having.
So what you say, these symptoms are not really readily noticeable, and that by the time you do, it's sometimes too late to reverse the process. What do you do for people if they have these changes and it's kind of far in the game? What can be done for them? Can the process be reversed at all, or at least slowed down?
Well, as a matter of fact, we are very successful at treating diabetes. Laser was the standard of care for many, many years, and it prevented blindness. But laser never made your vision better. We now have at our disposal medications that can improve vision in people with a condition called diabetic macular edema. Now, edema is a general term for swelling. Like if you injured your ankle, your ankle might swell up and you'd have edema there. You can also get edema in your retina, and if it happens in the very center of the retina, a tiny area called the macula, it's called diabetic macular edema, and it will blur your vision. We now have injections that can reverse that leakage. What we're injecting into people's eyes is an anti-leakage protein that not only gets rid of the leakage, but makes vision better for almost half the patients treated. So cross your fingers, hope to die, stick a needle in the eye. That's exactly what we're doing with these medications. We numb people up. We have them look the other way. As awful as it sounds, it's not painful.
Yeah.
And it prevents blindness and can even restore vision.
Wow. That's absolutely fascinating. How neat. Scary, though. I mean, anything that messes with the eyes, to me, is a little bit freaky. So really, people don't feel pain with this?
Well, they may feel a little bit of pain, almost like you were poked lightly with a pin, and then you feel the pressure of the medication going in. But I'll tell you, the key to receiving these injections is that we're finding to get the best result, you need, on average, 9 monthly injections in the first year of treatment in order to have that chance of getting back better vision. So that means a diabetic patient with diabetic macular edema is coming to the eye doctor's office monthly for a year. So there's an even newer medication called Iluvien, which is actually a drug delivery system where we give you one injection and it slowly elutes the drug into the eye for the next 3 years. So the first step was finding drugs that actually can prevent vision loss and even improve vision, but they had to be given monthly. Now the technology has moved forward, so there's a shot out there called Iluvien where we can give it once, and it elutes the drug or treats the condition over a three-year period of time. So we're making progress all the time.
And is this something that works for quite a long time, or is it something that, as you say, a three-year, maybe it needs to be redone and can help stave off this edema for a good long time if the person takes good care of themselves?
Yes. So at the end of the day, diabetic control is the most important thing. And we find that the people who lose vision from diabetes really have two things in common. Number one, they didn't take very good care of their diabetes, particularly through the first 10 years of having diabetes. They just weren't good diabetics. And the second thing we found is that they weren't seeing an eye doctor on a regular basis. So if you can take good care of your diabetes and see an eye doctor on a regular basis, then there's no reason in the year 2015 that you should ever lose vision from diabetes. Unfortunately, because as you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, we're in the middle of a diabetes epidemic, eye doctors are really still busy treating these patients with diabetic macular edema. And our clinics are full of patients getting these shots on a monthly basis. So I'll just give you an example.
Give us an example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have a woman, she's in her mid-50s, she's a rider, she clearly needs good vision in both eyes. And she had diabetes for a long time, but because she didn't have access to good health care, she didn't always have it under good control. So as a rider, she comes to me with blurred vision in both eyes, and she requires these shots. So with the shots, I can maintain her vision and even improve it, and she's working again. But over the last 3 years, she needed 17 shots of this anti-leakage protein into her eye. Just a few months ago, I gave her the new Iluvien, and now she'll have one shot for the next 3 years. Now, I'm hoping that she now has access to healthcare. She'll get her diabetes under control. And when we get to that three-year time point, hopefully she won't need any more treatment. But if she does, I can always inject the Iluvien a second time.
And even though you are an ophthalmologist, do you work with your patients on that healthy lifestyle? As, you know, maybe there's nothing they can do to prevent it from happening, but certainly living that healthy lifestyle and getting their annual eye exams. What's your best advice for diabetics to be a good diabetic so that they don't have to visit you and get these shots?
Well, absolutely. So we go over good diabetic habits, diabetic diet, exercise, take your medications. I tell my patients that if they can keep their blood sugars under 150 all the time, that will keep their eye doctor happy. Of course, we very closely look at the hemoglobin A1C, and we like it to be 7.0 or less. But we, even though we're eye doctors, I'm not only an ophthalmologist, I'm a retina specialist, and patients with diabetic macular edema do need to see a retina specialist. We're the specialist giving these shots. But even though we're focused on the retina, we're still treating the whole patient. And
yeah,
at the
right.
end of the day, it's about diabetes control and a good, healthy lifestyle.
What great advice, and so beautifully spoken. Really, really great advice. Thank you so very much, Dr. Holkamp. And if you missed any of the great information she was giving, and it was excellent information about diabetes, blindness, and edema, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. That was excellent segment with really, really great, straightforward advice. So share it with someone you know. It could help prevent blindness. It could save their precious sight. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.